Okay, we're in Mishlei, in Proverbs, Perek Tesvav, that's chapter 15, verse 4. It says, Marpe Loshon Eitz Chaim, V'selav Bo Sheva Beruach. Okay, we'll take the second half of the verse first. Okay, it says, if somebody distorts it, it means the tongue. Somebody distorts the tongue. What's a distorting tongue? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, where I mock people or put people down. Now we see that everybody mocks people. Everybody does it. So the question is, where does it come from? When people start out in life, they start out with a relative value system. A relative value system means that I evaluate myself in relationship to others. And so therefore, if I feel bad, so I put people down. That's Lashon Hara, that's mocking people. There's all different ways of putting people down. So that's the way I feel good, because if I'm up, then they're down. If they're up, I'm down. Because it's all a relative value system. Now the question is, the second part says that Sheva Ruach, a broken spirit. What's a broken spirit? So Rashi says turmoil. Turmoil means where life is in turmoil, there's a certain type of hopelessness or a certain feeling of futility in life. Like there's, you know what I mean? Now, if you have it on a constant level and you cannot see any way out, that leads to, that's suicidal. That's a question of being suicidal. But we all have it to a certain degree, okay? And the question is, how does a relative value system lead to a broken spirit, leads to turmoil and hopelessness? The answer is that... is that a relative value system is, in other words, we see that a relative value system has to be constantly putting people down. It has to be a constant thing. I can't let go of it. The way we see that is, first of all, people might get tired of other desires, different desires. At a certain point, they had enough. But you never find that anybody has ever had enough Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara, you are never satisfied. And so therefore, you're constantly putting people down. You see, you're never satisfied. And two is, you see, I've noticed that when people retire, where they're not in that competition of business, so the thing is that they feel broken. They feel a certain futility in life. What is the purpose of life? Like they don't know. People get depressed. And you could also see it during vacation. When kids have vacation, they get bored and they start feeling a certain feeling of in themselves. They feel bad about themselves. So you see that you must constantly put people down. You must be constantly involved in the world of competition to put people down. And if you're not, that leads to the broken spirit. All right, the first half of the pasuk says, a healing tongue is a tree of life. Okay? So the thing is that there is such a thing as an objective value system. What is an objective value system? An objective value system is when I see the consequences of my actions and I do something about it. Sometimes I could stop it completely, or sometimes I have to start changing my personality to be able to undo it after time. So, but that is a um, That is an objective value system. It's objective in the sense that that I could predict. Like, for instance, if you have light skin and it's the first day of summer and you go out on the beach and you don't protect yourself, I could predict that you're going to get a burn. Question is, how bad a burn? That's dependent on how well you understand things. So a Navi would predict precisely the exact amount of burn you're going to get. Chacham could predict to a certain extent how much you're going to get, depending on the lightness of skin, depending on how clear the sun is, and depending how long you're out there. But anyway, you would be able to predict the outcome, and then you could do something about it. You could protect yourself. Okay? That's a objective value system. Okay? Now the Pasuk says that there are three benefits in a objective value system. One is it cures the tongue, means it takes away from the it takes away the relative value system. Relative value system is, I always compare to you. But here I just look, after a while, if you constantly go over the idea of the objective value system, example after example, thought becomes a part of you, and you only look at life based on consequences. And you remove, that's what it means, curing tongue. Curing tongue means you remove the relative value system so you're cured. Okay? Tree of life means that I have a qualitatively better life. Why? The Chovas Avavas gives a beautiful example for a different thing, but works here too. He says if you walk into a room where it's pitch black, so you're going to bang, you feel insecure, of course, whenever you walk, you bang into different furniture, okay? He says, if you put on a little small light, a little thing, barely anything, you'll be able to protect yourself, you'll be able to go through the room securely. Now, we know that that conflict or insecurity is the type of conflict leads to, causes a shorter life. The extreme case is presidents that came in looking young. After a term or two, they looked extremely old. Obama, you know, and Bill Clinton, all after two terms, they were totally old, old people. And that's because of the attention they constantly have. But if you're secure in your decisions, you're secure in reality because you know how to protect yourself by analyzing the consequences of your life. So you have a secure life. You have a secure life. It's secure. And two, that security that takes away from conflict, so you also live a longer life. That's the tree of life. A qualitatively and quantitatively a better life. So therefore, a person should, in other words, if a person analyzes the consequences and really sees the consequences and the harm, if they could really review it and see the harm of a relative value system, that'll be the cause that will drive him to want to undo it. And if he tries to undo it, the only way to undo it is to work on an objective value system.